This is JIS News. Coming up, reduction in major crimes for 2012. Commissioner Ellington commends officers for a job well done, and wage ceiling increase for NIS come next week. The details after this message.
Jamaica, it's time to participate in the public sector customer service competition. Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Vote online at cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities. The public sector customer service competition. It's time to vote. Time to give the winners recognition. Deadline January 31.
Teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT. But her dreams give her wings and she flies to... Now the news. The government's anti-crime measures have been bearing fruit. Statistics released by the Jamaica Constabulary Force for 2012 show an overall 7% reduction in major crimes when compared with 2011. Murders also declined by 4.7%, with the island recording 46 less than the 1,133 murders documented in 2011. Shootings fell by 9%, and sexual assaults went down by 7% in 2012, though rape is up by 2%. Declines were also recorded for robberies and break-ins. Meanwhile, Commissioner of Police Owen Ellington is commending the rank-and-file members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force for their efforts in securing notable decreases in major crimes last year. In a letter posted on the Jamaica Constabulary Force's official website on Friday, Commissioner Ellington said the collective performance of the police was highly appreciated by the citizenry. Commissioner Ellington cited the surge in business confidence in downtown Kingston and several other townships, as well as notable increases in the use of public spaces and recreational activities following decisive policing strategies as clear examples of the positive citizen reaction to improved security. He is, however, urging the police to use the recent successes as motivation to achieve even better results in 2013. The commissioner says the police can achieve greater results in the coming years by adjusting its strategies and exploiting the much-valued policy support it receives from the government. The national insurance wage ceiling will increase by $500,000 to $1.5 million effective January 7. The wage ceiling is the basis on which individual contribution to the National Insurance Scheme, NIS, is calculated. Meanwhile, Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer is reiterating that all Jamaicans, particularly self-employed persons, should contribute to the NIS.
I wish to reiterate it very loudly and clearly that the national insurance is not a tax. It is a contribution towards your retirement benefits of all workers in Jamaica. And everyone should ensure that their contributions to the ministry is in good order, whether it be employee or employer, self-employed or otherwise.
Minister Kelly was addressing the first group of workers to leave the island for Canada on the Overseas Employment Program for 2013. And dietary services at the Bellevue Hospital are to be outsourced as of Friday, January 4. This to allow for the speedy completion of refurbishing work being carried out on the kitchen at the facility.
We usually prepare those meals for the patients here on site. With the closure of the kitchen, we have outsourced the preparation of the meals, and the meals are taken here and distributed to the patients. So no relative is required to take any meal.
Chief Executive Officer of the Bellevue Hospital, David Dobson. The closure is expected to last approximately 4 weeks. The refurbishing will include repairing of the roof, remeshing of windows, retiling of floors and walls, and painting. Equipment including the cold storage facilities will also be repaired, and the management of the hospital's food waste system upgraded. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.